Listening Library presents Lockwood & Co., Book 3, The Hollow Boy, by Jonathan Stroud. Read for you by Emily Bevan. Part 1. Lavender Lodge. 1. I think it was only at the very end of the Lavender Lodge job, when we were fighting for our lives in that unholy guest house, that I glimpsed Lockwood & Co. working together perfectly for the first time. It was just the briefest flash, but every detail remains etched into my memory. Those moments of sweet precision when we truly acted as a team. Yes, every detail. Anthony Lockwood, coat aflame, arms flapping madly as he staggered back towards the open window. George Cubbins, dangling from the ladder one-handed like an oversized wind-blown pear. And me, Lucy Carlyle, bruised, bloody, and covered in cobwebs, sprinting, jumping, rolling desperately to avoid the ghostly coils. Sure, I know none of that sounds so great, and to be fair, we could have done without George's squeaking. But this was the thing about Lockwood & Co. We made the most of unpromising situations and turned them to our advantage. Want to know how? I'll show you. 6 hours earlier, there we were, on the doorstep, ringing the bell. It was a dreary, storm-soaked November afternoon, with the shadows deepening and the rooftops of old Whitechapel showing sharp and black against the clouds.